I want to use a few verses of scripture this morning out of the New Testament, out of the second chapter, or the second book of Timothy, and out of the second chapter. Of these things, put them in remembrance. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the young preacher Timothy. I used to say quite often that I probably read and have read the writings of the Apostle Paul to the young preacher Timothy more than any other two books in the Bible, because I thought so much of it was applicable to me as a young preacher. That, unfortunately, is not the case anymore. I'm not a young preacher. It's still applicable to me, but I still find the instructions of the old preacher Paul to the young preacher Timothy to be just as applicable today as they were when I first began preaching. And I can assure you that after all of these years of preaching, if there's one thing that I've learned, it is that I still must be just as dependent upon the Lord today as I was when I first began. You still cannot do the job without His help, without His leadership, and without the Holy Spirit being the one that does it. However, there are some things that are taught in the Word of the Lord that I think are not only applicable to preachers, but are so to each and every one of us as a child of God. Paul had effectively taken Timothy under his wing and had instructed him, had encouraged him under the leadership of the Spirit. And he said, "Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." That's my thought this morning. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I want to break that down just a little bit. And let me assure you that probably there are none of us who spend too much time in studying what thus saith the Lord. I've yet to find the person who was able to understand it all, to comprehend it all. Now, we've got some who think they know it all, but there is a difference in that. And certainly, I remember years ago an old preacher who made his brag about how many times he had read the Bible all the way through. And I can honestly say to you that I can only remember one time in all of my years that I ever just deliberately sat down and started in Genesis and went all the way through and read it straight through like that. I hope that over time that I could say that I've probably read all of it more than once, but I certainly don't think it's anything to brag about. And I find every time that I read a portion of the Word of the Lord that I find something that I didn't remember having read it before. Just this week, I was reading a portion of the Word, and I thought, you know, I don't remember ever having read that particular portion of the Word of the Lord, and yet I know I had. But one of the things that I think that we need to understand that each and every one of us need to study, what thus saith the Lord. Now, I recognize that there are many of you who spend a lot of time in reading inspirational writings and motivational writings and listen to motivational speakers and inspirational speakers and quite honestly, I have no problem with that whatsoever. As long as you're not spending all your time doing that and not spending any time in actually getting in and saying, what does the word of the Lord say? And I feel that many times that's an easy out for a lot of people, is to listen to what someone else says. It's a lot easier for you to come in here and to listen to what I say than it is to pick up this book and sit down and read it for yourself. But the Bible very clearly teaches that each one of us need to study to show ourselves a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. We need to be able to take the word of the Lord and read it for ourselves. Now, I want to also read to you one of the other writers said concerning our studying the word of the Lord. And certainly we all need to know that we're probably never going to be able to grasp a lot. But listen to what James wrote. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. So sometimes we need not only be able to say, Lord, help me to study your word a little more, but give me the understanding of your word. Let me be able to understand it so that I can then be a good workman for you. We often start out to do a job and may not be properly equipped to do the job. And I'm talking in particular about in the work of the Lord. Certainly we need to know that most important is that we have the leadership of the Lord. We need His presence. We need His help at anything that we attempt, and we need to be sure that we are following His leadership and not doing just what we want to do. There are some times in my life where that I just have been so determined that I wanted to do something or that I wanted something to happen that I just went ahead and made a mess out of it. And I'll just be honest with you, that's usually what happens whenever that we're not following the direction and the leadership of the Lord, is that it'll end up being a mess. It takes the Lord to be able to be effective in His work. The Word teaches, and it's one of the things that I've always tried to bank on, is that the Bible very clearly says that when His Word goes forth accompanied by the Spirit, He says it will accomplish that whereunto it pleaseth Him to send it, and will not return unto Him void. I want you to think about that a minute. When His Word goes forth accompanied by the Spirit, and that's whether it's from the pulpit or whether it's you that's using it and quoting it and whatever that you may be doing, that if it's under the direction and the leadership of the Spirit of God, then you don't have to worry about what the effect is going to be, because it will accomplish that whereinto it pleaseth Him to send it. Doesn't always accomplish what I want it to. It doesn't always do the job that I want to. You know, if I had my way, I'd fill this building up every Sunday morning with lost people, and the rest of you could just go do whatever you want to do. And I know some of you say, well, I'd be a lot of the things I'd rather be doing than be sitting here. And that'd be fine. I'd say, you just go ahead and do whatever it is that you want to do. But if I could just have lost people here and I could just preach the word so they'd all be saved, well, that'd be great. You know, I wouldn't know of anything any better that could happen than that. But see, that's what I would want. That isn't necessarily what God might be involved in. Now, some of us say, well, God wants everybody to be saved. Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Again, if we want to pick and choose out of the Word of the Lord, I can make it say that for you. But that's not the complete story in the Word of the Lord. And you see, that's what happens many times with people when they don't study the Word for themselves. They'll listen to what somebody else says that they like what he says or she says, and they'll say, well, you know, that's what I believe. It may not have any scriptural basis whatsoever, or it may be a portion of the scripture, but it's not all the scripture. We need to understand, people, that God's word does not contradict itself. God's word does not say one thing in one place and another thing in another place and then be in conflict one with another. And we also need to understand that we need all of God's word, not just part of it. If you just want to be picking and choosing all the time, you can make it sound whatever you want to. You know, I can prove, Stan, that the Lord is a loaf of bread if you want to just pick and choose out of the scriptures. And I can go through and show you that in the word of the Lord. Well, that isn't exactly right, but it isn't exactly wrong either. So see, what we've got to do is be able to understand, you know, there is a continuity in the word of God. God does things, I've said this a number of times, He does them decently and in order. God is not the author of confusion. Some of these things that we read as you study the word of the Lord, a lot of the confusion we have today is not of God. And I'm sorry, people, that it happens most of the time in, quote, churches. That's where the confusion comes in. And it's about those people who mean well. I know I've had a number of people say to me over time, you know, I think what is important is that people are sincere. Well, let me tell you something. There are going to be a lot of sincere people in hell. They're going to be sincere as can be, and they meant well, but they didn't do what the Word of God says. We need to be sure that we understand what God is saying and that we follow what God is saying. And the only way we're going to be able to do this is if we study what He says. And we can't just always take what somebody else says about it. We've got to get in and study it for ourselves. Now that means it's going to take a little of your time. That means it's going to take a little effort. And sometimes most of us just don't think we've got that much time, or we don't want to make that effort. It's just a lot easier to let someone else do it, or it's a lot easier to listen to somebody else and let them motivate us. I remember a number of years ago, the chaplain of Bourbon Street, Bob Harrington, powerful preacher. Man, I went and heard him a few times in person, and I was terribly impressed. And then the first thing you know, he's got himself in trouble, and he's no longer a preacher. And so what does he do? He just switches from being a preacher to a motivational speaker. He's using the same style. He's using the same things, but he's no longer a preacher, folks. He's a motivational speaker. And hey, he can motivate people. I guarantee you, the guy had the charisma. As some of you older ones can probably remember when Bob Harrington was in the limelight. Some of you youngers don't have a clue who I'm talking about, and that's okay. But let me tell you something. All of the motivational speakers in the world aren't going to get the job done for you. And I don't care how much you're motivated, what you've got to be able to do is listen to the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I'm talking about doing the Lord's work. It's fine to be motivated to whatever else you're doing. You know, I like to be motivated myself. I like to be kind of encouraged and pushed along once in a while. Once in a while, I need to be prodded to be able to do something that maybe I don't particularly like to do. But let me assure you this morning, when it comes to the Lord's work, there's one thing that I know for sure. It takes the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. There are no substitutes. We may think there are. And we may think, oh, well, and many times what we do is we say, well, I don't know enough of the Word of the Lord. You know why we don't? It's because we don't study it. We don't study it like we should. We don't ask God to give us the wisdom that we need to be able to do it. You know, I truly have to say, Lord, help me to understand your word. I'm not ashamed to stand up here this morning and tell you that. I make no pretense that I'm not an educated scholar when it comes to the Word of God. I don't read Hebrew. I don't read any other language excepting English, and I'm very poor even at that. But let me tell you something this morning that I do know. I know that God, through the Holy Spirit, can open up and reveal the Word to me just the same as He can to anyone else. And if He can do it for me, He can do it for you. study to show thyself approved unto God. See, that's who I need approval of this morning. I appreciate it, and I love to have the approval of you as a people. I'm thankful that I have a good people, that I have the opportunity to preach to week after week, and every once in a while, one of you will come out and say, well, you did a good job this morning. And sometimes when you say that, I'm thinking, man, I thought it was terrible this morning. I thought it was rough this morning. I thought it was way off base. And so I find out then, well, apparently it had some effect on you that it didn't have on me. And that's part of the work of the Lord. But what I do need this morning is His approval. I mean that in all sincerity. And I try to say to the Lord every once in a while, Lord, help me to preach Your word in a way that would please You. Help me to preach it without fear or favor of man. And I'm just telling you what I talk to the Lord about sometimes. And I mean that in all sincerity. Oh, yes, I love to preach to where that everybody gets excited about it and everybody just thinks it's wonderful. But that doesn't always happen. That isn't always the way that it has to work. I have sometimes, and I understand this, to be able to preach the word so that God can take and use that to nourish those who are babies. And then I also have to be able to preach the same word so that He can take that and feed the strong meat to those who are ready for that. But that's not my job, is to determine who is who and where they are. That's His. My job is to preach His word, that it goes forth accompanied by the Spirit to accomplish that wherein too it pleases Him to send it. And He said when He does that, it will not return unto Him void. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Paul wrote and said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. So if there's something that you and I as a child of God need to be able to know today outside of us being saved, it is that we need to know what thus saith the Lord. We need to be able to know what God teaches in His word. Not what we Baptists believe, not what the Methodists believe, or what the Presbyterians believe, or the Church of Christ believes, or they don't believe, versus what we don't believe. Most of us Baptists know what we don't believe. Oh, we don't believe that, we'll say. Somebody starts talking, oh, we don't believe that. I say, well, what do you believe? And sometimes I say to some of our members, well, what does this church believe about something? They don't know. What they'll tell me is what they believe. That may not be what the church believes at all. You ever think about that? You see, there are some things I believe this church doesn't believe. There are probably some things this church believes that I don't believe. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean one's right and one's wrong. But sometimes we need to know these things. And so often our people don't know what they do believe. We need to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Now listen, rightly dividing the word of truth. I have a responsibility to stand up here and to preach you all of what the word says. Not just what we want it to say. Not just those portions which we think it should. I couldn't help but think when you were singing a while ago, and I'll confess this and get it out of the way. And when you were singing the song about judgment, I couldn't help but think of that young pastor who had gone out and was visiting in the neighborhood and had stopped at this old fella's house. And started out by saying, sir, are you saved? And the old man says, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. And this young pastor, he tries to explain. He says, well, let me ask you this. He says, are you ready for the judgment? The old man says, I don't know. He said, when's it going to be? And the young preacher says, you know, he says, it could be today. It could be tomorrow. The old man says, oh, Lord. He says, don't tell my wife. She's going to want to go both days. Now, sometimes we don't know any more than that. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. My responsibility is to preach to you what? Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. And I'll guarantee you this, whenever that I will preach what the Lord says in His Word, it's going to get the job done. Maybe not the way I want it to, maybe not the way that you want it to. It may not have the effect on the people that we want it to. I tell people every once in a while, in all the years I've been preaching, I've never picked out a single person and just preached to that one person alone. I never have. There have been a few times I'd like to. Been a few times that I've had somebody in the congregation, I'd think, I'd like to lay one on that old boy or gal today. But I've never, ever done that. And I'm thankful that I haven't. I'm not bragging about it. I'm just telling you. That's not my responsibility. Not my responsibility to pick you out or single you out. I know from experience, Stan, that many times the message is for me rather than for you all. And I don't know why the Lord then wastes your time to have to make me have the sermon that's to me. But there are times whenever that I'm sure some of you must feel, uh-oh, He's singled me out today. I haven't done that. It's not my responsibility. But my responsibility is to preach what thus saith the Lord. And when I do that, when you do that, now I'm going to, I know that I put this in the first person so that it sounds like that this is all just for preachers, but it's not. It's for every single one of you as you work in the work of the Lord to understand that as God gives you His leadership, that it's important that you know what He teaches in His Word. Not what you think, not what you believe, but what He says in His Word. Because I'll guarantee you, this is what's going to stand in judgment. Whenever the books are open and we're judged according to the things that are written in the books, these are going to be the books that are going to be there to judge us by. It's not going to be that hymnal. It's not going to be some inspirational thing that somebody has written. Let me tell you, it's going to be right there of what thus saith the Lord. And that's something that every one of us have the opportunity to read, to understand, to study. And if we don't understand it, to ask wisdom of Him who will give to each and every one of us and upbraideth not. You know, he's willing to do that. Thank you for your good attention, for your presence this morning. I hope maybe there's been something in there. I started to say that would motivate you to start reading more. Somebody go out here and say, now he's trying to be motivational. No, I don't want that at all. I want you to just, you know, it is important that every one of us study the Word of the Lord and ask the Lord to give us understanding of it.